Zeche Nishmas Avimur, Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Ashena, Pastor Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Good to see you all. Okay. Okay, so today we're going to continue in packet 15, Pipas Cholov, Shenoflo Lachaticha. So let us begin where we were ending off yesterday. Okay, we're learning the sugya here. Okay, one second. What page was it in the packet that we ended off yesterday? What page?
Four.
Four?
Yeah, four.
Okay, so let's look in the Gemara again. From Kufa Bar Aleph. Tarash Rabba Bar Chana, Chaticha Shal Nevela, V'shal Dag Tomei. You have a Chaticha Shal Nevela. So you have a non-kosher piece of meat. And so then the Gemara says, Kevin Shanosan Tam B'chaticha. So this now non-kosher piece of meat was cooked, say, with a kosher piece of meat, and there was no shishim, even if there was shishim, and there was no shishim. So now it asered that kosher piece of meat, and now this kosher meat is then put in other pieces of meat, and it asers the whole thing. Because this is Rabbi Huda, that mimbamino is ain't a bottle. So the first piece of meat became treif. The nevela acid this piece of meat, right? Because there was no shishim, and then this piece of meat acid all the other pieces of meat. Even if there is shishim, why? Because this is the shita of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yehuda says, by Mimbamino, there's no bittel. Mimbamino, there's no bittel. So, Mimbamino, there's no bittel. So it's not bottle. So the question is, so why by the first piece of meat, when it got acid by the nevela, it says if there was no nosin tam? If there is nosin tam, rather. But l'chora, even if what? Even if there's no nosin tam, it also should be aser, because if you're holding, if this Gemara is according to Rabbi Yehuda, which clearly it is, because he says, because it's mimbamino. So it's an acid. So why in the first piece of meat is it only acid? The nevela acid the first piece of meat because there was no nosin tam. But l'chor, if you're holding Rabbi Yehuda Shita, even if there would be nosin tam, this should be it should acid the first piece of meat, and the first piece of meat should acid the second piece of meat. So why is it, page 4, why is it necessary to say that the first piece of meat, that the nevela asered the first piece of meat because there was no nosin tam, and then the first piece of meat then will aser, The first piece of meat I'm calling the kosher piece of meat, which asses by the nevela. And then that piece of meat asses the rest of the pot. Right? Because even if there is shishim, which mim b'mino in a bottle. But the lashon of Gemara is, kevet shenosun tam b'chaticha, chaticha asses nasas nevela. So why does it have to be nosin tam? Even if it's not nosin tam, if you're holding like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Tosus Kasha. Im Tomar, the Tosef Shekodam, Lamali Shechaticha Shal Iser Kobla Tam Min Hanevela, Afilu Nosno Tam Nami, Tamina Oseres Becholdehu. Right, you got the kasha. That was the kasha. Because the first piece of the Nevela could ask the first piece of meat, even if there wasn't in the Sinas Tam, and then that first piece of meat will ask the second piece of meat. The Omer Rabbi Natan that he did he gufa mitzra bekol shehu, because mokam lo amrinin shatas in the veil alasa kol acheres came she asked lo nesra al day kol shehu. So the way some explain, I think the Sefer Yisab Brach explains that this is the idea. What is the din of iser mashehu? Normally, iser mashehu means that it's not bottle. Even no matter how much you have, it's not bottled. That's called an iser mashehu. Okay, that's an iser mashehu. So, but iser mashehu maybe only the iser mashehu only exists when it's a be'ed. Like if a piece of chametz, you can see the chametz, it falls in. But say the mashehu is not a be'ed, it's balua. In other words, here, say that, right, it's balua in something. So maybe that you don't have the din of iser mashehu by balua. In other words, if something had a blia in, yeah, and then that thing that had a balua goes into the first piece of meat, the nevela asses it. Say the first piece of meat would have been has shishim, the amount from the nevela. So it would asser it if you hold like, because it's mimbamino, right? But then, if that piece of meat now will fall into other pieces of meat, we won't say it's not going to asa the other. Even because when it was in the first piece of meat, it was a be'en that went in. The second piece of meat, now it became a balua in the piece of meat. So for that piece of meat now to asa the next piece of meat, it's not going to. Because the din of mashu is only when a be'en falls in. So with the first piece of meat, there was a bend. The veil was right here. It was in front of our eyes. And it asked that first piece of meat. Now, for the first piece of meat, now to ask the second piece of meat, it's not going to work. Because it's not a be'en anymore. You don't see it. It's balua. So it'll only work if there's nesinas tam. So if there's, it means you don't have shishim. So then the word is, if you don't have shishim, then we view Ki'ilu, the first piece of meat got asud by the nevela. It's like you say chaticha nasas nevela, because it's a nesinas tam. So once there's a nesinas tam, even though it's mimbamino, but theoretically there's a nesinas tam because there's no shishim. So now that first piece of meat that was kosher, the nana tam and nevela, the whole chaticha now is nasas nevela. So if the whole chaticha nasas nevela, so that's like a be'ed. You see, if it would only be, if you didn't have nesinas tam, it only did a din mashu. And then it wouldn't be considered a be'ed. Because you don't say, because to make a nesinas tam, to make a chaticha nasas nevela, you need a nesinas tam. If you only have a mashu, that's not going to make the nevela. If is little compared to this first piece of meat, it's going to be batal b'shishim, even though there's isa mashu, but it's not going to be, we're not going to say chaticha nasas nevela. Because chaticha nasas nevela means there's a blia, and that blia now, we view it as if the whole chaticha is asa. So you only say that by an asinus tam, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the idea. The first piece of meat, the ve'la asa, the first piece of meat, but it had to have an asinus tam. Meaning it was on shishim. So now this piece of meat now is like a nevela. So this piece of meat, and now it's like a nevela, means the whole chefza is asa. It's not just a blia. The whole chefza is asa. So now, when that falls in to the pot with the other pieces of meat, you'll have an isser mashu. But if the first piece of meat was only what? A mashahu, meaning you had shishim kivei levatlo. And it's the only reason it's going to become usur, that piece of meat from the nevela, because of isser mashu. So that isser mashu is not a balua, is only balua. It's not a be'en, and that's not going to usur the next piece of meat. The Taz has a phrase called trei mashahu lo amrinan. That could be the explanation, like the use of brachas says. In other words, if a mashu fell in and then that falled into something else, it's not going to, I mean, if the same, because once it's a taruvus, then that's not a ben. But if we can make it to be that the word is, it affects that first piece of meat to make it a nevela, so now then the whole piece of meat is also, that's just a blia. And memela, and therefore it asses the rest. So that's the story. So that's the Tosas answers. So back in the Tosas. Vomei Rabbeinatam, dehi gufa mitzera. That was granted, even if there wouldn't be a nesinas tam, the first piece of meat would become usur by the nevela. The kol shehu mikom lokom lo amrina shatasa nevela. It's not going to become a nevela lesor kol acherus. And we need it to become an avela, because the Issa Mashu, the way the Issa Bracha explains, is a din in the be'en. So if it's just a blia that came in for the first piece of meat from the avela, and now it goes into the other pieces, so it's not going to aser b'mashu, because it's only a blia that's coming in. It's not, but here, if you're saying that it's a chadas is the vela, the whole chaticha is asa. And therefore, the whole chaticha you can see that it asas. But what do you see over here? You see over here a very important point. That if it's in the sinas tam, meaning you don't have shishim, it's going to asa the first piece of meat. Right? That's good. And make it nevela. So this is the famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that chaticha nases nevela is not only by basur b'chalov, but even b'shari surim. Because what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a piece of nevela meat asering another piece of meat. See, we know by basur b'chalov, right? If you have milk that comes into meat, and you don't have shishim in the meat connected to the milk, the whole piece of meat is what? Is asa. The whole piece of meat is asa. Right? The whole piece of meat is asa. Because that's how basa b'chol works. It's two things that are really mutter. Now they become together. So now if that piece of meat falls in, say you have one kazayis of cholov, and the piece of meat is the size of five kazayisim, so you don't have shishim. It's only 5 to 1. It's not 60 to 1. So, and that piece of meat now falls in to another pot of potatoes. So to make it mutter, the potatoes, you need shishim not only connected the cholov, you need shishim connected the whole chaticha. Because once the cholov comes into the piece of meat, the whole chaticha became what? Became aser. The whole chaticha became aser. And now you need shishim kineged the whole chaticha. That's the idea of chaticha nasas nevela. But the question is that only by basar b'chalav? Well, what about shari surim? Because what if a nevela was cooked with a piece of... I mean, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but say, for example, you had a potato that was cooked together with a meatball. A potato, a non-kosher meatball. And they cook together with a potato. And the meatball is 10 times the size, the potato rather is 10 times the size of a meatball. So it's not shishim, it's 10 to 1. So now they were cooked together, so that potato now is aser, because, right? Now, if that potato falls in to another pot of vegetables, is it going to be aser or not? So Rabbeinu Tam says you need shishim kineged the whole katicha, the whole potato. Not just, even though the potato is 10 units, the blia of treif is only 1 unit. So you could say maybe I should only need one. The thing that's really treif is the what? Is the tam iser. The tam iser is only a kezayis. The potato is 10 kezayisim. But the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that since it is an asinas tam, so now you can't eat the whole potato. And we don't just view it as really the potato's kosher, it's just that there's treif inside, so technically you can't eat it. No, the whole potato becomes a chefza shel. The whole potato becomes a chefza shel iser. The whole potato becomes a chefza shel iser. And now, it's in another pot, and for that to be mutter, for the vegetable, say, to be mutter in the other pot, you need shishim kineged the whole potato. Because Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that the din of chaticha nases nevela, that the whole chaticha is also that you have to bevatel the whole chaticha, not just the belia, is not only a din of basar b'chalav, it's a din even b'shari surim. In contrast, as we're going to see soon, the Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita is it's only by basar b'chalav. But by shari surim, if you have a potato, it was cooked together, potatoes 10 units, it's kazuk cooked together with a meatball, a treif meatball, that's 1 unit. And the tam went in, and now that potato falls into another thing, into vegetables. All the vegetables need is 60 kineged the blia of the meatball, because that's really what's treif. The whole technically you can't eat the whole piece because there's treif is meuriv in it, but it's not now the whole thing becomes an iser b'fnei atzmo. So by basar b'chalav we say when you have 10 units of meat, one of cholov, and then it was cooked together, now the whole chaticha is aser, and now it falls into something else. You need shishim kineged the whole chaticha. But the question is, do you say that by shari surim, that you need shishim kineged the whole chaticha, or only kineged the blia? So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says over here. That to answer the kasha, he says, why is it that we need a belia, that it's an iser mashahu, so therefore it shouldn't require to have nesinas tam in the first piece of the nevela into the first piece of meat, because it'll aser b'mashu, and then that piece of meat will also b'mashu, it'll also everything else b'mashu. The answer is, like the Yisra Baruch explains, that it is a mashu, you need a be'en. You can't just have a taruvus. So memela, if it's, how do you create a be'en? Either there's no taruvus, the thing just falls in, one piece of tray falls in, or you have a taruvus, but the taruvus was such a strong taruvus that there was a sidas tam which made chaticha atzma nasa nevela, and memela, the whole chaticha is osur now, so that's a be'en, and therefore it'll answer the next piece. But if there's a nesinus, if there was no nesinus tam, it won't work. If there's a nesinus tam, that makes chaticha nasas nevela. How is it chaticha nasas nevela? It's shari surim. The answer is, Rabbeinu Tam holds, the chaticha nasas nevela is even b'shari surim, not just b'sar b'cholof. Whereas Rabbeinu Ephraim is the next, that's Rabbeinu Tam's answer. And then Rabbeinu Ephraim says, even if there's nesinas tam, ain't heter nasas nevela. So he says like this, Rabbeinu Ephraim says that you don't need a chaticha to dasas the veil. But the fact that you do need a be'en to create a din of Isser Mashahu, but as long as in the Sinas Hatam, that's called a be'en, even though it's not Nasas Nevela. According to Rabbeinu Tam, to create a Be'en, it had to have Nasas Nevela. So it is Nasas Nevela, then it's created a Be'en, and then it's an Isamashu. In contrast to what? To Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says that. No, as long as there's is the Sinas Tam, even though it's not Nasas Nevela, but the Sinas Tam is enough to create. To consider it a ban, even though it's not Nasas Nevela, and then it'll fall into the other pot, it'll make an Isser Mashahu on it. But if there was no Nasas Tam, it's not a ban, and therefore it would be, it wouldn't make an Isser Mashahu in the next pot. But come, you see, so this is the. Everyone usually says it over from day to time, Rabbeinu Ephraim, but they don't necessarily know the whole context of the kasha and the teretz of and the understanding of it. But that's the so it comes out a fundamental machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, whether if something is nosing tam, does that create a be'en or not? Rabbeinu Tam says it creates. They both agree that it creates a be'en. They both agree that it's not a machlokas. They both agree it creates a be'en. But the question is why? Rabbeinu Tam says it becomes a be'en because it's nasas nevela. So then the whole thing's aser. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says no. Even if it didn't make nasas nevela, but the fact that it's in sinas tam is like a be'en. But nogeya for the halacha is the question is when you have a potato that's 10 units and it was cooked with a meatball, the potato was cooked with a meatball. And it was 10 to 1, and so it's not no shisha. It was only 10 to 1, and now that meatball is now potato is also because it was cooked with a meatball, and now that potato falls into another pot of vegetables. So Rabbeinu Tam says you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha, the whole potato. The potato is 10 units. The meatball was 1 unit. So you have to bevatel the whole thing, because the whole thing, even though technically the whole thing really is not aser, well, the potato is kosher. What made it aser? Because there's a blia of treif in it. So, but if you hold chaticha nasas vela, then we view every molecule of the potato also to be aser, and therefore you have to shishim keneged the whole potato. But if you hold not like Rabbeinu Ephraim, no, you can't eat the whole potato. But it's not because the potato, every molecule of the potato is aser. You can't eat the potato because, you can't eat the potato was why? Because, because there's a blia. So since they're not, every bite you're going to bump into something non-kosher. So really, even the molecules of the potato are technically kosher, but you're going to bump into non-kosher things. But the only thing you have to move on to the next part is the non-kosher part. So that's the idea. So this is a fundamental machlokas. It's a machlokas had a paskin between the Machaber and the Ramah. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch between the Machaber and the Ramah. Take a look. Here. page 17. Let's look. Sadi Beis Gimel. Sif. Shanesra Chatich Machmas Hacholov Nasis Kola Chatich Isser. Tibishli Machair Sar Shishim Vatel Kula. Right? The Makira, if you see the piece of the Basa Bechol, you know which piece it is, then you have to take it out. The Makira Mashlich Vacher is Mutaris. The Makira, if you can't tell which is the piece of Basa Bechol, then it's Rotev Mutav Chol Chatichas Asuras. Chaticha Rui Liskabin. So then it could be that you won't be able to eat it because it's Chaticha Rui Liskabin, it's not Batal. But Dal, Lo Omru Chaticha Nasas Nevela, Ella, Bebosa Becholov, a Lo Beshari Surim. Kigon Chazayas, here they, Chazayas Chalev, you see it's, they put the dots in so you shouldn't confuse Chalev and Cholov. So if you have a kezayis of chalev that's non-kosher fat, shenivla b'chaticha. In other words, you had a chaticha, kosher chaticha of meat, and then it was cooked with a kezayis of chalev. So, but you only had 50-1, not 61. Ve'im b'shishim levatlo v'nesra v'achakach bishlo b'chayros ain't tzorach al shishim k'neged kezayis chalev. You only need shishim k'neged the bliya. Ve'az afilu haticha asva choseres lios mutaris. That's a separate question. Ve'yesho omrim, says the Ramah, de'amrinim b'chol yisurim haticha nasas nevela. Well, even not basa b'chol. Ve'chein haminik, u'poshut ve'ein l'shadus. Okay, so this is the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rechana B'shari Surim. Now there is okay, so let's see now. So here we did Chaticha Miktsas Etocha Rotev, Miktsas Kusa Rotev, as we did yesterday. And Chanan B'Shari Surim we just did now. And then the next thing is Chanan B'Lach B'Lach. Let's take a look. Take a look now on page 20. The first word on the line is Amrinan, page 20 in the Ramah. Yesh omim lo amrina chaticha nasas nevela im nisarev iser lach v'heter lach. V'chakech nisarev hakol b'heter acher. So you say you had not kosher milk, 50 units of kosher milk and 10 units of non-kosher milk. So it's 1-5 ratio. So it's not butter. And now say this now falls into another pot. So do you need shishim keneged just the 10 units of non-kosher milk, or do you need shishim keneged the whole thing? In other words, the concept of chaticha nasa zaveila, is that only if there's a chaticha? Or does it apply even if there's no chaticha? If it's liquid with liquid, lach balach. So he says, "Yesh omrim the law mina chaticha nasa devela in the sarv iser beheter lach, achar the sarv hakol beheter, achem ein tzurichim rach shishim kneged iser shenafal. V'yesh lismoch al zeh pishari surim lehev tzorach hefsed gadol." So he says, you can rely on this b'shari surim, because anyway, shari surim, even though the Ramah says shari surim is chanan, chatichanah says levela, but he admits that it's a machlokas. So since it's a machlokas, you can rely on, if there's a tzad that is only by this case of lach malach, then even the Ramah's moda that the b'shari surim, you could be like the example I just gave. Okay, so let's look at the shach. First, you dial it. I didn't bracket it, but you dial it. On page 20 in the bottom, Yesh Omrim, Tlamin Chatikana says the veil in the Sarv Yisrlach, from a Davki to Sarv Yisrlach, Beheter Yavish, Amin Chatikana says the veil. Bitam Chashivas, Kia Chatikana says the Niker, Muvdal, Nasa the veil. In other words, because if it's a Chaticha, then you could say the Chaticha, like the Ganak said from Rav Soloveitchik, it carries the bliya, it's a chaticha, it's a davar choshev. So the whole chaticha is asa. Avolok shen sarv isulach behetalach. Lemyayin nesach liyayin kosher. So you had non-kosher wine and kosher wine that got mixed together. So now it falls into something else. So now do you need to mevatel just the non-kosher wine, or do you have to mevatel the whole thing? So he wants to make a chilek between Yovish b'Yovish and Lach b'Lach. That if it's Lach b'Lach, you can be makel b'Shari Surim b'Mokan Hesed, says the Ramah. But by Basa b'Cholov, say you have, you should be Machmer even b'Lach b'Lach. Second. Have a lob of us of a chalof. So what would be the case? You have you have the juice of meat, the meat juice. And milk and meat juice. Right? So you have meat soup. Right? And so they were cooked together, and there was no shishim. And then that falls into something else. Would you need shishim keneged just the meat juice, or you need shishim keneged everything? So on one hand, there's no chaticha. Maybe it should be bottled, even if you only have shishim keneged the milk. But he's saying that by Basa B'Cholov, that's the Iker Adin. By Shari Surim, it's a Machloikas, whether you need, whether there's a Din Chanan. But everyone agrees by Basa B'Cholov, there's a Din Chanan. So if everyone agrees by Basa B'Cholov, there's Chanan, so therefore, that even Lach B'Lach, you should be Machmer. And then he says, "V'nisarav yavesh page 23 now, biyavish lo amin b'shul miyusar hatich nasas nevela. But if it's yavish biyavish, say for example the original case we started the year off with, you have two pieces of kosher, two McDovids, one McDonald's, right? So it's no. So that's not a good example. That would be well, you have say you have yeah. Let's do it this way. You have one hamburger from McDonald's, McDovitz, and one from McDonald's. So it's 1-to-1. So it's not butter. And then that falls into something else. So we know there's one, only one Isser piece and one Heter piece. But they were in the Sarif together. We don't know which is which. It's Yavish B'Yavish. So if it's Chad B'Trei, it's Batal, but it's Chad B'Chad. So there's no Bittal here. And now it falls into something else. So do you need Shishim Keneged one Chaticha or Shishim Keneged two Chaticha? So he says, no, only Keneged one Chaticha. Because you don't say Nasas Nevela by Yavish B'Yavish. It's no mixtures. You see, but when there's a chaticha and then there's a bali into the chaticha, for sure you say chaticha nasas nevela. When there's no chaticha, that was a discussion we just had. When there was no chaticha, it's lach balach. So then maybe there's no chaticha. So, but then still, there's a question. But if there's no taruvus at all, it's just a question of not knowing where it is, so then. You know, so there's no. See, even though there's no chaticha in the case of lach malach, at least it's one mixture together, so you can still view it as one unit. But if it's two pieces, two disjoint pieces of meat, one McDonald's, one McDonald's, and the taruvas is just because you don't know which is what. But there's no chaticha. There's no one mixture together. Then for sure you don't say. Hanan, and therefore it will fall in another piece. These two pieces now fall into another mixture. You just will need shishim keneged the one piece that's aser, even though you don't know which it is. But you only need because there's no chatich. It says yavish b'yavish lo aminim mishum esachad. Even by basar b'chalav, theoretically you wouldn't say it. Okay. And then he says, "Kli hanesa mebliya sisilo amina bechaticha nasas avela." Okay, so today we did the Hanan b'shari surim, Hanan b'balach balach, and then we started about machlokas about trei mashu amina or not. But that's going to take that's a machlokas the taz and the shach about trei mashu. So we said that the taz is learning you can't say mashu twice. Right, if there was something asin and mashu, that thing won't be asin something else, and that's why we needed to either have a nesinas tam, or according to Rabbein Ephraim, or according to Rabbein Tam, you need a nesinas tam, and the nesinas tam is going to create a din of Hanan. But the Shach disagrees with this, and has a whole other pshat, but it's going to take, just like we ended off yesterday, Shir, I says, I don't want to do it now because it's going to rush you. You're not going to. So the same thing over here. To understand something, you have to go slow. That's a big yisod. Rav Avadah Yosef always used to say that. Ani amarti b'chovzi kol ha'odam kozev. He would quote the pasuk. You do too much things b'chipozim, then you're going to get the wrong shot. So you have to go slowly so it sinks in and you understand it. So that's why I don't want to do the machlokas about Trey Mashahu today, but we'll leave that for Monday. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Harav Yosef Katan, how are you? And Danny Lou.
Morning,
Ezra Hess.
Morning.
Yosef Waxel, Ben Katz, Michael K.
Morning,
Yosef Katan, Ellie Deutsch, Avi Lichtschein. Okay, did I say hello to everybody? Yossi Waxel, Ezra Hess, Yosef Katan, Danny Lou, Ben Katz, Michael K., Yosef Katan, Avi Lichtschein, and Ellie Deutsch. Okay.
Quick question, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim, we're going to cover on Monday. Is that part of package 15?
Yeah, that's in this packet. So we still have one more day on this packet, and then okay.
So you should... Where was the last point about the Yavesh Yavesh not being
Hanan?
Where was that last point?
Well, that we saw the Yavesh Yavesh. What was your question?
Where was that from?
Yeah, it was here in the Ramah here.
In the Ramah,
yeah. Yavesh Yavesh lo minan. Okay, we must say you should have a good fast the rest of the fast, and Beis Hashem will continue on Monday, B'siyata D'Shmaya. It's good to see you all. You should have all good Shabbos, and we'll take it from there, Beis Hashem.
Okay,
hold on.
Yeah. Someone asked me for next year...